Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Elise Benin is with us. Elise, welcome back. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
It's your 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust.
Wow.
And the Little River Band helping us celebrate there.
I like that song.
How about that? 10 years. Can you believe it?
No.
10 years this month.
I think you're making that up.
No. We started when you were only 9. Remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, happy anniversary. Thanks for 10 great years.
Thank you. It's been fun. I think I've learned a little bit.
Well, I've learned a lot from you. Elise, by the way, folks, her new book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. It's a book for introverts, which she claims that she might be. She's the marketing mentor. She works with people like you and me to help us get the most out of our efforts in penetrating the market and the marketplace. And Elise, you're in a Twitter frame of mind today, aren't you?
Well, I was just reading an article in the New York Times on the front page of the business section about Twitter, and so I thought it would be a good thing to talk about.
We've talked about social media on this show before. Social media is really becoming a big deal, isn't it?
It is.
Can we talk about, before we talk about Twitter, I'd like to know your overall thoughts about social media and about its impact and its value and that sort of thing.
Well, let's define our terms first.
Okay.
I think, you know, when you say social media to me, I think of it's all online, number one.
Right.
And it's all interactive.
Right.
So, but there are different types of social media, and blogging is one.
Right.
And
Twitter is microblogging, they call it.
Twitter is microblogging, and LinkedIn and Facebook and another one that I like called BizNick. Those are all places where you can post your profile.
Right.
Kind of like large databases, basically,
right,
that have an interactive aspect, mm-hmm, to it. And I mean, I do think that in general, you have to be on LinkedIn, for example, if you're, you know, want to be perceived as legitimate as a business person. You should have a profile posted on LinkedIn.
Hmm. So you think wow, that's a pretty strong statement there, Elise.
Yep.
If you're going to be considered legitimate as a business person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I have one, because otherwise I would have been offended. and see, and Charlie's offended too. I bet Charlie doesn't have a LinkedIn page.
Charlie doesn't have one, but he has a page on our website. You want me to give that website?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com. And if you look under About and Team, you'll see a whole page about Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie's there. Charlie's there. And apparently he doesn't have a LinkedIn page, so go ahead.
He doesn't, and he's not on Facebook either.
He's not happy about it either, by the way.
Here's my thing about social media. I think it's, you know, the next big thing that everyone is so excited about, that everyone is jumping on the bandwagon of, mm-hmm, in a way that is hyperactive, in my opinion,
yeah,
and too much. And I think that while there is a place for it, it's taking the place of the marketing tools that are, in my opinion, most effective, which have to do with real interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking on the phone and
right,
meeting people in person.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we get away from that, I think the less effective we will be. I mean, yes, you can meet people, you can get projects through Twitter, you know, you can connect with old colleagues or old bosses and get work through Facebook. I'm not saying that's not possible. I just think that people are choosing to spend their time that way rather than picking up the phone and going out of their office, and that's where I see the problem.
You and I think alike on this, and we
but
haven't
only
talked about
this.
We have we think alike on many things, but not on everything. But the thing is I've been saying for a long time that I liken social media to the websites of the 1990s. You know, they were all the rage. Everybody had to have one, and people thought that just by having a website you were going to get rich.
Right.
There are people who think just by getting on social media that they're going to get rich. Being on Twitter, being on Facebook, being on LinkedIn is tantamount. They think that's tantamount to doing real live shoe leather classic marketing.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's not, exactly. And Charlie agrees.
And so the
thing is that you and I are along the same lines. And what I said, and I said this a year ago, I was on a panel with one of the senior guys at LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
And he was trying to make it in Las Vegas about a year ago at the Warlow Conference, and he tried to make it sound like LinkedIn was the next second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that we were all going to worship at the throne of LinkedIn. And I in this panel in front of a couple hundred people, I said, you know what? Everything about the future is not going to be about social media, guys. This is going to your LinkedIn and social media is never going to go away. We're going to have it. It's not a fad. I don't think it's a fad. I think it's going to stay, but it's going to become a tool and not the latest greatest thing.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
It's just going to become a tool, the way websites have. Remember, you and I were talking about this, Elise, when we talked about how you and I were working together on the show as websites went from being something really cool to have to an important tool.
Mm-hmm.
Just another one of our tools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what social media is going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, go ahead.
I mean, to me, then, the question is, what do you do during that transition? How do you not get caught up in the hullabaloo of it? Because that's a huge time waster.
You're exactly right. And the answer is easy, though, Elise.
Tell me.
The answer, and this is what we've done. I promise you, this is exactly what we've done. Because I saw this, I told you, I've been saying what I just told you on my show for over a year now. You got to get involved, participate, learn as much as you can, be part of the process.
The problem.
But don't let it get you. Don't let it seduce you into spending too much time there.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that it's never going to last or denying that it's going to be relevant, that's not good either.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you about that, Jim.
Now the thing we got to talk about when we come back. And you're just the person to do this, as that guy said in the Animal House, is you've got to help us understand how businesses can differentiate themselves from individuals using social media. Folks, that is the big social media question. How do businesses make something out of this so that it's worth their time and worth their investment? 20 after. Stay with us. Chicago bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We got 10 years of wisdom that Elise Benin has deposited with us right there on the off of our website. You can find her easily, especially this week. You can always find her in the Brain Trust list, but especially this week in the schedule and in the recent interviews, she's they're very well represented, and links to all of her stuff here, including her own website, which is marketing-mentor.com. But it's smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find my knowledge base, my newsletter, my blog, articles, like again, that Elise has contributed to us, many that I've written, all of them that I've written, actually. And if you got 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes, we got something that'll help you. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And this will make you very happy, Elise. They can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/JimBlasingame. How about that? So now you've been reading this article about Twitter. What does the article say in the New York Times?
Well, it's really just talking about all the different ways that Twitter is being used. A percentage of which is for business. So
right.
What I thought was, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, they're not making any money yet, and they don't have a business model in place.
Google wants to buy them, and they've already turned down $500 million for their company.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, they're trying to figure out what it's going to be when it grows up, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a place for a business, but it does not seem to be, the focus is not necessarily business. So the question, as you said before, is, you know, how do businesses make use of it to their advantage without wasting time?
Well, one of the things that I think is the question on Twitter is, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And see, I think the better question is, what are you thinking?
Mm. Yeah, but what if nobody's thinking?
Well, then they need to be reading what other people are thinking.
See, can I tell you, though, this is my main problem with Twitter, is that 140 characters does not promote thinking.
No, it doesn't, but it will link you to, it will let you, it'll identify that conveniently and transports easily to cell phones, for example, the availability of other information. See, that's one of the things we do, is we don't try to convey a whole idea there on when we post on Twitter. What we do is we tell you about something that we've done, something that someone has contributed, that we've worked on, something that of value to the user if they like the topic, and we give them a link to that information. And there are a lot of people. See, some business models, my business model actually works pretty well on Twitter because we create information, and people, they follow us on Twitter, and they get the information that we're creating. Like this interview will be posted on Twitter later on. And
Here's my question, Jim. If everyone is getting into the Twitter mindset, which is very fragmented and very, very short, like even shorter attention spans, even if you give them this information, they can't focus on it because they're in the 140-character mindset. And I'll tell you, on my blog, which we post on our blog, which is marketingmixblog.com, every day we post a couple paragraphs, and some of the things were getting long because people were submitting guest posts.
Right.
And then I asked a question last week, or a very short post, is it too much information? Are we posting too much? And everyone came back and said, yes, we can't take it. It's too much.
Yep. No, the attention spans are getting shorter. That's no question about it. That's the reason both of my books so far have been, you know, every chapter's two pages.
I think this is dangerous.
Well, it's. I know. I don't disagree with you, but here's the thing, though. See, somebody taught me a term several years ago that I think has really helped me to embrace things like this. And he used the term: it's not either or; it's both and.
Mm-hmm.
See, you do a wonderful job with your clients. You've got track records coming out your ears for how you've helped clients with their marketing efforts through the classic 20th and 21st century classic marketing methods that you teach them, that you help them with. But Twitter is not replacing that. MySpace, LinkedIn are not replacing those things. They're adding to them. So it's not either or, it's both and.
I can see that. It's just that we don't have more time in the day.
Yeah. Well, here's where I think one of the key issues is. I think more people, because of what you say, we don't have more time, I think people more and more are going to want to spend less time coming to your blog to see if you have anything. They would rather be notified that you have something. What is it that you have, and do I even want to go there now?
But they can be notified by the RSS feed.
They can do that, but Twitter is kind of like an RSS, though.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah. It's just, it's not either or, it's both and.
Mm-hmm.
There are people listening to my show right now on their iPhones who've never been to my website, but they follow me on Twitter. They get the interviews released to them in advance, who's going to be on, and then when they're on, and they pick whichever one they want to listen to, and they listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never been to my website, so I wouldn't have them if it weren't for Twitter. Even though you and I agree that Twitter can get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the answer, but I do think it's dangerous, frankly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, but I still think both and is the key. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yep.
I'm going to get her on Twitter, by the way, folks. Before we go off the air, I'm going to have her. I'm going to get her signed up. Thanks, Elise. See you next time. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.